Well, hello and welcome to our seventh Secret Door to Success Masterclass call. So today we're diving into chapters 9 and 10, The Way of Abundance and I Shall Never Want. But again, first, just a little bit of admin. We are in the pre-shadow of Mercury retrograde. I'm not sure exactly what day it does go retrograde. But I did add the Take Charge of Mercury Retrograde to Peek into Your Future program to the Masterclass website last week. So be sure to listen into that to get the support you need to use this energy to your advantage. So take a listen to that. If you've already listened to it, there's also some tips on what to do during Mercury Retrograde and tips on how to make it easier. Okay. So I also want to just ask you to please use your Game of Life manifesting playbook to write in the daily pages because it will really support you to know where your energy is and when it dips and what to do with it and when things come up and maybe you didn't deal with it at the time, but you can deal with it while you're writing in your playbook in the evening or the morning. So just please be sure to do that for yourself. And also just wanted to remind you that on the Masterclass Central webpage, all the recordings are there. And I've got quite a few, some meditations that I had advertised that would be in a part of the class. I don't have those on there yet, but I will have them on there before next week. Okay, so that's all the admin I have. So let's just begin with a prayer. Father, Mother, God, creator of all that is, we are so grateful to come together as one with singular intention to reconnect with that beautiful essence of love and light that we are. Please open the way for us to release what no longer serves us, to heal the wounds and pain of trauma from our past and overcome obstacles in our present. Please open the way for us to expand our awareness and manage our internal energy, raising it to the highest vibration of love possible, making the manifestation of our dreams inevitable. Surround us with your diamond steel force field shield of protection, filled with strength, stamina, and healing love energy, keeping us safe, deflecting negativity in all directions of time. In deepest gratitude, amen. Sorry, I had to get a drink. So now we'll just get into our class content. Today's class covers chapters 9 and 10, The Way of Abundance, and I Shall Never Want. Florence states, in the way of abundance, change your thoughts, and in the twinkling of an eye, all your conditions change. This sums up everything in one sentence. Creating a life we love is just this simple. How we think about things. Perspective is everything. If we could see the energy of our thoughts, if we could see the energy of our feelings, of our emotions, it would be so much easier to make better choices and to live consciously, making the conscious choice to be a higher energy over fear. But we're human, so instead of just doing, we squirm, wanting to know how. We're human, and we place our focus on how we don't know what to do to improve our life. But even worse, so many of us are constantly in a state of survival mode, locked into a fight or flight, danger, 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 when there is no imminent danger. There is no grizzly bear around the corner waiting to kill us. And since there's not a grizzly on the prowl. There is no relief when the grizzly doesn't kill us. We just continue on and on and on in that survival mode. And as a result, we get lost in the feelings of stress, drowning in cortisol. Doctors and scientists can measure this. We get stuck in stress, fighting survival mode. And like a scratched record, we replay over and over and over again the same thoughts, beliefs, behaviors, and actions. And we expect a different outcome, and it doesn't happen. And even worse, there isn't any energy left to bring that chaos firing of our thoughts back to harmony while we're still running from that non-existent grizzly. And the programming repeats over and over again, sometimes for years, to the point that that's our normal way of being. It's our normal way of existing at that intense survival mode, year in and year out, normal. The grizzly bear that really doesn't exist in physical form is fear. It's a vibration of fear. Fear of not having enough. Fear of not being good enough, so you have to work harder. Fear of being alone with your thoughts of the past. The pain of experiences that programmed you to believe you're not good enough. Fear of the words of, don't quit your real job. That's what I was always told. Don't quit your real job because you can't make it. Other words like, you're not really going to wear that, are you? They really don't like you. They're making fun of you. What makes you think you're so special? Who do you think you are? You're too short, tall, fat, or thin. And when was the last time you washed your hair? Why are you always late? Why does everything you do fail? Those are words. And all those words generate an energy inside of us, a feeling. And when they're painful, we replay that over and over again in our mind after it's happened until we firmly wire that into a belief, those feelings, those thoughts, those words. Florence says, we can't control our thoughts in the beginning. In the beginning of taking control of the power within us. And when we're right there in the beginning, she's right. When we're running, when our brain is running in survival mode from that fear grizzly that only exists in our mind, there is no energy left to recognize our thoughts. We don't even recognize them because we're just trying to survive. We can't recognize those negative thoughts, much less take control of them. Now, even though the fear grizzly only exists in our mind, the illusion of it holds a valid, important space in our consciousness, and it influences everything we do. It's always hot on our heels, forcing us to seek some form of escape. This programming repeats over and over, sometimes for years, until we stop everything and use the power within us to consciously take charge of our thoughts and feelings. Now you have the power within you to stop running from that fear grizzly. because he can only exist in your mind when you give him permission to do so. Stop running. Stop the distractions of TV, social media, surfing the internet, food, alcohol, or drugs. Stop the secondary gain of recreating what you do not want by sharing how crazy your life is with others and getting their sympathy and love. Stop the distractions and face that fear grizzly eye to eye. When you step back and become the observer, facing your thoughts and beliefs that are creating the life experiences that you don't want, they immediately begin to lose their power because quantum physics teaches us that energy reacts differently when it's observed. And it does. Florence teaches us to use affirmations. Affirmations are energy containers that impress the subconscious mind. But we have to be mindful of the energy the affirmation is holding. Is it a love energy that we're in alignment with? Or are we thinking and saying the words from an energy of fear, negating the positivity of the words? We're thinking and saying them from the negative energy of fear because we're stuck in the negative programming. So the question becomes, what do we do to stop the negative programming? Well, during Florence's lectures and classes, she would hold the safe space for her students to shift their energy out of fear to the higher vibration of love consciousness. They would shift out of their fear to sync with that superconscious higher self, that God part within, that pureness of the greater consciousness where there is only love. Love being the most powerful magnetic force in the universe. And when her students fully immerse themselves in the power of this love vibration, attuning themselves to the frequency, they were anchored. And this experience happened in minutes, seconds, not days or weeks. It happened, and they were there in that energy. And once you feel that energy, you don't want to come back. You want to stay right there. And right there in that energy of love, that fear grizzly had no power, no control. Fear doesn't exist in the pure vibration of love. Florence held the safe space, and together they faced the fear grizzly, and it lost its power over them. They stopped the negative, not good enough programming, and opened the way for a new, higher outcome based on the foundation of love. It was here, in this safe space, that her students accepted a new thought. A new thought that led to rewriting the belief that they were not good enough to have what they wanted. They rewrote the energy, that yucky, not good enough energy, they rewrote that to absolutely yes, they were good enough to have what they wanted. They felt the energy of the belief that not only were they good enough to be, do, or have what they wanted, they could feel the energy, the emotions of already having what they wanted. And through all this feeling of emotion, they were led to feeling grateful. Grateful for already having received. And gratitude is the ultimate state of receivership. Gratitude means you've accepted that what you wish to experience has already happened. And the longer you rest in the acceptance state of gratitude, the more you're a magnet to the new experience of the new life you wish to live. When you stop the behind-the-scenes programming known as your subconscious, when you begin to consciously choose what you're going to think about, you have the awareness to consciously choose the energy you wish to vibrate in, the frequency of love. Again, love being the most powerful magnetic force in the universe. So, when you do this, when you're consciously aware, living in this present moment, vibrating in the higher vibration of love, what do you think is going to happen? You won't be running from the fear grizzly anymore. You won't be drowning in cortisol, struggling with survival mode. Do you know what's going to happen? I'll tell you what's going to happen. Miracles. Miraculous experiences that bring you joy, love, laughter, prosperity, a new life, and ultimately a new world, a new earth. That's the path we want to be on. All of us together. So to stop the programming, simple steps. Breathe. Stop holding your breath. We humans typically breathe shallowly, but when we get stressed, we subconsciously hold our breath. When you consciously choose to take deep breaths every few minutes, you retrain your vagus nerve and condition your body to take deeper breaths. As a result, you'll have clearer thought, more clarity, and less brain fog, because your brain, as well as the rest of your body, will be getting the vital oxygen it needs to operate efficiently. Next step, accept what your life is in this moment. When we're not in agreement with what our life looks like, in whatever form or fashion, no matter what part of it it is, when we're not in agreement and we want something different, an internal battle happens. When you accept what your life is, the internal battle stops. And then on the heels of acceptance of what your life is, accept that you have the power to create a higher outcome. And then consciously choose to use it. These three things on their own will put a huge hiccup in the old self-sabotaging program you've been running for years and will begin riding over those pathways of belief or subconscious records, as Florence calls them. You'll be creating a new positive program, the foundation for your new life. And then with the support of your new programming, consciously choose to be the vibration of love and set your intention to be consciously aware when your energy dips so you can shift it back to love. The Game of Life Manifesting Journal will support you daily to take these action steps when you fill in the daily journaling pages. And the magic starts to happen. Say goodbye to programming of the past and leave the past in the past. Past experiences are over. Release the need to hold on to them and replay them over and over again in your head on a constant rewind. Instead, heal them, forgive, and be free. Did you know that when you replay experiences of the past that are painful, when you replay them over and over in your head, not do you only have the thoughts, but you also have the emotions, the feelings of the pain. And that's how you hardwire that in your brain. Those feelings, that pain, and you create those experiences again. So if that's true, and it is, if you do the opposite, replaying the feelings and emotions of what you want your life to feel like, same thing. You become a magnet for what you really want. And you write over those things of the past, those neural pathways of belief. So from this space of empowerment, you have dominion over your thoughts and emotions. You have the power within you, and you have the strength and stamina to use it when you're faced with some form of adversity. You don't have to go back into that old programming of reaction, going down the rabbit hole of despair, anger, fear. You have the power over how you respond to outside stimulus. It's here in the power of this vibration of love that fear grizzly fades away to his native nothingness. And the way is open for you to rejoin your pathway of living your fulfilled square of life, where you rest in your heart space, observing your analytical mind. It's here in this vibration of love that you sync with the superconscious higher self, the consciousness of infinite intelligence, the greater awareness of what Florence calls the realm of perfect ideas. Deepak Chopra calls this the field of potentiality. Scientists will call this the quantum field. That space of pure consciousness where that intention and effort, we can feel the blending as one with the divinity of God. It's from this awareness of the superconscious that our conscious gets the idea of what we wish to be, do, or have. For it's in the space of the quantum field of the invisible that what we wish to experience already exists. The conscious choice of deciding, I want to experience blank. Whatever this blank is, goes in out into the field, and it's through our emotion of the gratitude of receivership that we attract back to us what we wish to experience. And with full belief of receipt, we impress the subconscious, and the subconscious continues to send out this frequency of receivership fearlessly, because we rewrote those other pathways of belief. We're fearless now. And then we attract to us the experience of the same vibration. It's the law of attraction in action. Florence teaches us to hold the feeling, the emotion of expectancy, to hold that feeling of expectancy no matter what chaos is happening around you. Because if you hold the expectancy of chaos and worry and fear, well, we all know what that gets us. The expectancy stimulates the energy of the quantum field, your field of potentiality, your realm of perfect ideas that fulfills your square of life and molds that energy into form as an experience in your reality. When you're holding it in love vibration, you get what you want. Birds are energy bodies, forces, if you will, forces of the vibration of the emotion they hold. What energy have your words held today? Were they happy words? Words bathed in gratitude? Or were they angry, guilt-ridden, or filled with despair? Have they been laced with fear of the unknown? So many people are afraid of the unknown. I believe that fear is rooted in repeating the past. And from this fear, that's exactly what we do. Repeat the pain of the past in some way. But when you step back and look at the bigger picture, where you live was once unknown. What you do was once unknown. Everything is unknown until it's made known. The unknown isn't to be feared, but rejoiced and celebrated because you have a blank slate of the invisible to mold into form what you wish to experience or better. Let's look at the darkness before the dawn from a new perspective. When we observe our life, we see it as a struggle, working to overcome fear programming to create something better, something happier. When we look deeper, we can see that our original programming, the programming we incarnated with, is love and prosperity. We are a spiritual being, a spiritual essence of love and light of God, whose birthright is to live a happy, prosperous life of joy. Fear programming is the alien force that we've integrated into our thoughts and beliefs through uncomfortable, painful, past experiences. Key word being past. Over. Done. But that's the fear. That's the enemy within today. Even though it's from the past. What would happen if you evicted fear thoughts and feelings? They're only real if you breathe life into them with negative thoughts, with a replay of pain from the past. What if you chose to stop thinking those thoughts? What if you evicted them and stopped letting them camp out rent-free in your brain? What if you chose to stop having those feelings and emotions of fear? Did you know? Have you ever thought about when you think about it, when you replay and feel the emotions of a painful past experience, your thought tags your body into the feeling, and as a combined effort, your brain and body experience the past all over again. Just like I said earlier, you go right back to when it's just like it just happened. It just happened. Even though it was 10 years ago, you just went through the whole thing again, so it's like it just happened. And you perpetuate the hard wiring of that experience into creating a new reality that feels just like that past pain. It's true. You become a magnet for more experiences that feel the same, uncomfortable, and painful. When you stop subconsciously defaulting into replaying over and over again thought patterns and emotions of the past that are painful, you begin to write over the pathway of belief with new experience, initiating a new programming based on the vibration of love and gratitude. And Florence teaches us that when we experience realization, we shift into the oneness of syncing with the greater awareness of the love that is the essence of the divinity within. Realization is the shift from our headspace to our heart space, where we have immediate access to our field of potentiality, that quantum space of infinite possibilities, where through the thought of what we want, combined with that deep, passionate, intense feeling and emotion of being, doing, or having our thought, we become a magnet for the manifestation of the experience into our physical world. Realization shifts us from our headspace to our heart space, where we live from the vibration of love of the divinity within, from our spiritual essence of love, in that state of poise where nothing moves us. That space where we are safe, strong, and empowered. Now we're going to experience the love meditation that we did on our first call. So I want you to just allow yourself to just fully immerse into the love. The words are going together. Immerse yourself in the love vibration. So I'll just get that started. And focus your attention. Okay, I'll start it in the right place. How about that? And we begin by quieting our minds. So just get comfortable and close your eyes. And take a really deep breath. Your feet on the floor. And your hands in your lap. Close your eyes. And focus your attention on your heart. And with another really deep breath, shift your focus to gratitude of the blessings in your life. Just embrace those things that you're grateful for. And now ask yourself these questions. Who am I? What do I want? What's my purpose? What makes me happy? Now simply allow yourself to be aware of your physical body, hands in your lap, feet on the floor, and focus again on your heart. And just allow yourself to hear the beating of your heart as a sound, or feel it as a sensation. With another deep breath, we ask the angelic guardians of the heavens and the earth to surround us now with the most powerful magnetic force in the universe, love. And just take my hand and that of an angel. And together, we all form a circle of love. And together, we hold that safe, sacred space to shift from fear energy, from all remnants of fear energy, to the highest vibration of love. Now whisper through the breath of God, I'm willing to release what no longer serves me. Breathe deeply and place in the center of the circle the less than love energy you've been holding on to. Anger, resentment, stress, overwhelm, fear in all forms. And now with a deep breath from our heart to yours, the angels and I infuse you with love. Love that flows and grows. As one, the love flows from one to the other. And the love swirls throughout our circle as a mist of love, swirling with light. Breathe it in. Breathe into your heart space. Reconnect with the love that is your essence, as one with God. Breathe into the swirling mist of light, of love, as one with God. This is your safe space of love, where you are free from fear, fearless, worry-free, safe, resting in the palm of God. We ground into this love energy. See roots from your feet going down into Mother Earth, down to that core healing love light energy at our center, where those roots wrap around a black tourmaline sphere, anchoring you. And now with a deep breath, pull that love energy, that healing love energy, back up through the roots, back up to your feet, to your heart, bringing all that love, the love of God, with you. And when you're ready, open your eyes. So change your thoughts, and in the twinkling of an eye, all your conditions change. Every need is met now and forevermore. The Lord is my shepherd. I shall never want. Okay, let's recap. Again, we've taken a deep dive into the energy of our thoughts and words, how that energy works, and how we can use our power to manage and focus our energy. We've gotten a clearer blueprint of thoughts, words, and the expectant energy of emotions and feelings, and how we can, with conscious intention, put them together in a more coherent way to bring harmony to the chaos of survival mode and say goodbye to survival mode forever. We've gone deeper into the fear programming of not being good enough due to the physical world experiences, so we can stop that programming and rewrite those neural pathways of belief that have kept us stuck in recreating the past over and over again. And we now have a deeper understanding of moving from our headspace, living in chaos, to our heart space, to live from that higher vibration of love, where we have full access to our quantum field of infinite possibility, where we are one with the divinity within. And now it's clear as crystal that the experiences of our life manifest through us, and we have the power to change our path with focus of a conscious thought combined with the power of our emotions in gratitude. With gratitude being the ultimate state of receivership. Make the conscious choice as to what energy you'll be every day. And when you choose to be the vibration of love energy and you achieve it, your life changes. It's the law. Change your thoughts, and in the twinkling of an eye, all your conditions change. Every need is met now and forevermore. The Lord is my shepherd. I shall never want. So your homework is to read the next two chapters, look with wonder, and catch up with your good. And again, write in your manifesting playbook every day. Use those guided journal pages, and they will support you to not only move into your power, but to know when your power dips, when your awareness dips, when you're not living in this moment and you're moving back into the past. You'll feel it. You'll know it. And as you're writing, you'll know what to do to make it better. You'll be able to see where you can forgive something that's come up. You can heal some pain of the past. Rewriting those neural pathways of belief. And using your power. Okay, so this completes our seventh class.